The Gemara daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. Mor Itma. Omar Rabbi Zeira. Omar Rav. Movui Ishlo Nishtatfu Boi. If you have a Movui that didn't make a Shtufim of Oyes, Ishlo Nishtatfu Boi, that means that you're not allowed to carry out from your chutz, from your house, into the chutzur, into the Movui. Is the Alocha Ein Metaltlin Boi, Ela Bedal Damas. If you're now inside the Mavui, you're not allowed to carry in the Mavui, only Dalad Amos. This was like the Shaila we had before, and here is Paskin that it's Osir. If you have a Keli that's inside the Mavui, you're not allowed to carry this chair through the Mavui, Dalad Amos. That's the way Reb Zeira said over from Rav. But what tonight, what? If the Mavui did not have its own Shtufim voice. We'll soon see the Hezbir. Omer Abaya, Homilso Omer Reb Zeira, Vulei Pirsha. Abaye said that what Reb Zeira said over this halacha in the name of Rav, it wasn't mafarish the din exactly when did Rav say it. Adioso Rabba Baravua, until Rabba Baravua came, and he said a hezber in this halacha. The Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Baravua. Rav Nachman said over in the name of Rabba Baravua. Omer Rav, in the name of Rav. That what? Mo voishlo nishtat for boy. E ruve chatzeros imbatim. If you have a movui, that all the chatzerim together did not make a shittuf, did not make an eruv. So come to say that you're not allowed to carry from the chatzerois into the movi. Is in such a case ain metaltlim boy. You're not allowed to be metaltl in this movi eleba daodams. You could only carry in the movi daodams. What is this mean, Kudrashi? Eruv chatzeros. That means shabem movi im botehim. That means the bnei chatzeres did not make it. What does that mean? Shebnei habatim moitzim lechatzrosayim. As they have an eruv chatzeres between the houses and their own chatzerim, they do have an eruv. Sheiruvu batim apsuchim lechotze yachad. V'chein bnei chotzer hacheres. Avo bnei hachatzeres on nishtatchu b'movi. As the case is like this, usually a movi will soon see is that two houses open up into one chotzer, and then you have at least two different chatzerim opening up into the movi. So in a case where the two houses opening up into the chotzer made an eruv, you're allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer. But the two chatzerim, though, did not make an eruv into the movi. So you're not allowed to carry from the chotzer into the movi. So in such a case, Rav said it's also to carry dalad amos in the movi. This is the case where it's also. But what about lo irvu chatzerois in batim? But let's say nobody made an eruv chatzeris at all. Lairvu chatzeris imbatim. That means from the houses, you're not allowed to carry into the chotzer. In such a case, muta letalto bakulai. Then you're allowed to carry throughout the whole movi. Even more than Dalad Amos. As if you have a chair that at the beginning of Shabbos was in the movi, in the alleyway, you're allowed to carry the chair all along the alleyway. As Avad, we're talking about now where this movi has three mechitzis, and on the fourth side there is a lechi or a kairim. So really it has a din rishus hayochid, and therefore you're allowed to carry all through the movi. We'll soon see what the chil between the reishra and the sefer is. So drashi abuloi irvu chaseris in boteim, she'asurim b'nei habatim lohoitzi mi boteim lechaserim, in a case where it's also to take out from the bayis into the chotzer, in such a case now mutla tauto b'kulai, that means kelim she'ashiftoi b'toichai. If you have a chair that was in the movi at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry this chair all along the movi, all along the alleyway. L'kama first time, soon we'll explain what the difference is. When are we allowed to carry in the movi? Only if it's also to carry on Shabbos from the house into the chotzer, into the movi. But in a case where you're allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer, you have an eruv chatzeros, then we say it's also for us to carry in the movi more than dalad amos. What's the difference? Maishna, you're telling me a svara ki irvu chatzeris in batim, in the reisha, where they made an eruv chatzeris, that you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer, that it's mutter. What's the svara? Why then you're not allowed to carry in the movui? We'll say the nitku chatzeris is considered like the chatzeris are not here anymore. Nitku, they were taken away. For nasu batim, if that's the pshat for the eruv chatzeris. When you make an eruv, now we say it's as if the chotzer and the bayis is one rishus, so we don't see the chotzer here anymore. It's all considered like one bayis. So that's why you let it carry from the house into the chotzer. So I'll tell you, in such a case, then the movi does not have a din movi, and that's why you're not allowed to carry in the movi.
Why? For Rav Latayme, because Rav goes according to his shita. To Yomar Rav, Rav says, Ein hamovui niter balechi v'koyron. As when did the Rabbanan give this kulam to a movui, that's this alleyway, that even though it only has three walls to it, but on the fourth wall, even though you only have a koyra, that's a beam going straight up, or else, that's a, the koyra is a beam going across, on top, or else you have a lechi, a beam going straight up. When did the Rabbanan give these kulis? That you're allowed to carry in a movi, that on the fourth wall it only has a koyra or a lechi, it doesn't have a real wall, it only has a koyra of a lechi, it's in a regular chotzer, in a regular backyard, or your chotzer, you're not allowed to carry there if you don't have four walls. Only in a movi, the Rabbanan gave this new heter in an alleyway, they gave a new heter to carry in the alleyway if you have a koyra of a lechi. Now, when did they give this heter? So it's Rav Ad Shiyehe Batim V'chatzeroyz Besuchim Masoichon. The Soichon. It only has a din movi when you have two chatzerim opening up into it, and in each chatzer you have two houses opening up into it. So Drashi Batim V'chatzeroyz. Shnei Batim Besuchim L'shtei Chatzeroyz. You need two houses opening up into two chatzeroyz. Shnayim L'chol Chatzer. You need two houses in each chatzer. And you need two chatzerim opening up into the movi. So really you need four houses, that two of them are opening up into two chatzerim, and each chatzer opens up into the movi. In such an alleyway, it's considered an alleyway, that the Rabbanan gave a kulah to be matrim with a lechi v'koyrim. Now here, v'hocho, since they made an eruv chatzeris between the batim and the chatzeris, is batim ika chatzeris lech. It's considered true, you have the two batim here, but you don't have the chatzerim. The chatzerim are like bottle to the bias. That's why this movi does not have a heter to carry in a daldams. So the Gemara name of the Zoy Kilo Irvu of Zay the Sefer Shver. Even in the case we have no Eruv Chetzeris, where you're not allowed to carry from the house into the Chotzer, you have no Eruv Chetzeris, is Nami, still it should be also to carry in the Movi Dal Damis. Why? L'chazinu l'hani batim, let's look as if these houses now is command the Stima Domi, as if they're not here. It's as if the house does not open up into the Movi. We only have like two chatzerim opening up into the movi, but let's consider as if the houses are not here. Why? Because since you did not make an eruv chatzeros, so you're not allowed to carry something from your house into the chotzer on Shabbos. So since you can't carry anything into the chotzer, so when we're looking at the movi, are you allowed to bring anything from the house into the movi? No, you're not allowed to bring it into the movi. So since you can't bring it into the movi, we should look as if the house is not here. So Rashi command the steamer dummy. To lagabi movi no gayet to bring in something into the movi is command the steamer heavy. As if this house is awesome. To a chatzeros masikin bentayim. Because there's a chotzer blocking between the house and the movi in the alleyway. Like we said, the houses open up into the backyards and the backyards open up into the alleyway. Now since you're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer because you did not make any movi chatzeros, let's look as if Shein HaBatim Etzim Lehen, as if the Batim you cannot carry into the Movi, so let's consider as if the bias is not here. So B'zoi it's Shver the Sefer. Why are you allowed to carry in the Movi more than Dal Damis? Because we're saying it has a Heter of Lech of the Kira. But if you're telling me the Svar is that you need two houses into two Chatzerim, then you don't have the two houses into the two Chatzerim. Because you're not allowed to carry from the house into the Chotzer. And tomorrow that wouldn't be so shver. I'll tell you, Efsha de Mavatli Le Rishusa de Kulhu Lagabe Chat. Is even if you did not make an Erev Chatzeris before Shabbos, on Shabbos the Locher is, let's say you have two apartments, two houses opening up into one Chotzer. If you want to be able to carry from your house into the Chotzer, you have an Eitzah that the other person is Mavatli his Rishus to you. Or if you have four or five people living there, all the people are Mavatl, all their Rishus to one person. So we look as if only one person is living here, and the Mele, he now is allowed to carry out from his house into the Chotzer. So you can have a Hechatims, even on Shabbos, you are allowed to carry out from your house into the Chotzer. For the Gemara, B'Soif Soif, Bayis Ika, Batam Leka, you only have one house opening up. You don't have two houses opening up. Because the only heter is if everybody is mavatal the house to one person. So it's only considered like there's one bayis here. So how do you have the two houses opening up into one chotzer? And for the Gemara, Efsha de Mitzafer v'yad palga de yoyma legabe chat. I'll tell you, in the morning, until chatzois, all the people are mavatal the house to Reuven, to one person. Umi palga de yoyma ulefanya legabe chat. And I'll tell you, from chatzois on, till moitzoi Shabbos, the mevatel the house to another person. So ibazoi, there are two different batim here, two different people, and they're both opening up into a chotzer, so they have to give it a shame of it. So the more name of the soif soif, look at the end, of the biidno, the is alahai, less alahai. At the time when this house can open up, go into the movi, go into the chotzer, the other house can't. So at no time do you have a matzav of a movi that you have two houses opening up into the chotzer. So only one house could go into the chotzer. That again is not called a movi. So how come in the sefer, Rav says you are allowed to carry in the movi daladamas? So this can't be the pshat. Elo Amar Ravashi, Elo Mayavada the Pshatas and the Metzias, we do have two houses opening up into the Chotzer, opening up into the Movi, so the Metzias here, we do have a Movi. Zai, whether the house is made in Eruvah Chatzeris to be able to carry out from the house into the Chotzer, or whether they did not make an Eruvah Chatzeris, that you can't carry out something from your house into the Chotzer. So my answer is, there is a Movi here. Because we have two houses opening up into a chotzer, and another two houses opening up into another chotzer, and these two chatzerim are coming into the movi. So really, it has a shem movi. Of Zoyit Shver, what's the chiluk duration of the shefa? So the Gemara, Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Migorim lechatzer sheyasru batim. What's the iser that you're not allowed to carry out from the chotzer into the movi? Only because of the bayis. Like we said before, because since a bayis is a mokim diurn where people live, it looks like it's considered a special rishus by itself. And to carry from a bayis into another rishus, that makes an iser hoitzor midrabonin. So when you're allowed to carry from the bayis into the chotzer, into the mobile, from bayis into the chotzer, we have kalim of the bayis in the chotzer, then the rabonin asked you can't carry through the movi. Mashenkin in the sefer, where you do not have any ruvi chatzeros, so you're not allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer. Similarly, we say, Veleka. We say, since the bayis is considered like it's not here, there's no kalim from the house in the chotzer, because you did not make it a ruvi chatzeros, so you're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer, so we don't look as if the bayis is here. If the bayis is not here, so it's a poshet halacha. In a chotzer, in a movi, if there's no special mokum where people live there, so then we say you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Like Reb Shimon swore before, from a chotzer to another chotzer, you are allowed to carry. Because it's not called a mokum miyuchot to one person, it's called stam, like a rishus hayochid. Yeah. All right, we'll see more now in Rashi. More of a svara. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi. Elo Amar Rav Ashi. Taimo lav mishum batim v'chatzeroiz psuchin psuchois letoichayhu. That's not the reason. The rav bein irvu bein lo irvu. Whether you made a neruvi chatzeroiz, the house and the chatzer is kivon de psichi. Shtei chatzeroiz lemovui. L'an mitzis, you have two chatzerim opening up into the movi. And you have in the mitzvahs two houses opening up into each courtyard. Is memela toiras movi alov? This movi, this alleyway has a shem movi on it. Mela venita belechi v'kira. The rabbonin gave the kula you're allowed to carry here, even though the fourth wall only has a lechi, a beam going straight up, or a kira beam going across. Now behind the time, what's the difference now that Rav said the chiirvu bechatzeros? Why did Rav say that in the Reish, in the first case, where they made an Eruvah Chatzeris, that you're allowed to carry from the Chotzer, from your house into the Chotzer? That you're allowed to carry. You could take a chair from your house into the Chotzer. But they did not make a Shtufa Mivoyis, that you're not allowed to carry from the house into the Movi. So Mela, this chair that you took out from your house into the Chotzer, you're not allowed to carry it now into the Movi. That's when he said, you're not allowed to carry in the movi. Aba v'chilo irvu shori. But if you did not make an eruvi chatzeris, that you're not allowed to carry the chair from your house into the chotzer. So then Rav says, you're allowed to carry a chair that's in the movi all around the movi. Now what's the difference? Difference is, migorim lechatzeris shiasru ala movi. What's the reason you're not allowed to carry from the chotzer into the movi? La tzrichu shitufay. How come we have to have a shitufay mevoyis? Is loitziyam in a chatzeris letoichay. What caused us to ask that you can't carry a kli, a chair, from the chotzer into the movi, into the alleyway, only if you have a shtufim voice? That's batim. It's only because of the house. Hu degor miloi. So drashi dilav mishum batim. If it wouldn't be because of the house, hevilu chatzeru sumovish rishus achas. just the fact you only have a chotzer and you only have a movi, since they're both Rishus HaYochid, you are allowed to carry from one to the other. They look alike, they're both the same type of Rishus HaYochid. Why is it Rashi? The Rav the Yom, Reloha Milsa Rav, the same desach is Reb Shimon Svirle. He also holds like Reb Shimon. The Yom Aberevin that he said that Reb Shimon holds. Gag, Vichotze, Vikarfe, Fomovi, Kulon, Rishus Achasein. That they're all considered one Rishus HaYochid. Like we said, since nobody lives there, it doesn't belong like to one person, it looks like one big Rishus HaYochid. So you can carry from a roof, to a chotzer, to a karfif, to a park, into a movi. Now, v'yom a Rav, or lo a Rav said according to Reb Shimon, the way we pass on halacha like Reb Shimon, that halacha like Reb Shimon, it's like a pass like Reb Shimon. For Yehua, but when now is it mutter to carry in the Mavui, Davkishle Irvu Batim and Achatzeris, in a case where you have no right to carry a keli from your house into the Chotzer, where you did not make an Eruvi Chatzeris? Why the Loishchichi Mani Debatim Chotzer? In such a case, you did not have kelim that started out in the house in the Chotzer now, because you're not allowed to carry from your house into the Chotzer. Hilkach Linyan Tilta Betoichinami. Therefore, negayah to carry inside the movi itself with the same thing. Kiloy irvu chatzeris imabatim, in a case where you did not make an eruv chatzeris, that you're not allowed to carry the chair out of your house into the chotzer of a zoynal shori. In this case, the rabbanon said you're allowed to carry in the whole movi even more than daladamis. Why? To have a commotion is that for boy. To me, gorm le movi lesser le hatzrich le shittav batim gorm loy. What's the only reason why you have to have a shtufim of voices? Because they want to carry the kli that started out in your house into the chotzer, into the movi. V'yenim? And in this case, you don't have any kelim from the house in the chotzer, since you're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer. So any kli in the chotzer is the pshat that started out there from the beginning of Shabbos. Of Zay Shrein is talking in Menu, says as if the house is not here. Melo muta lohoitzim in achat service le movi. You're allowed to carry now a kli that's in the chotzer into the movi. Kilo nishtatfu, as if the movi in the chotzer is like one shit of like one rishus. Over nishtatfu le misafkul on the muta talzim akulun. And that's avad, if your mamas have a shtufi mivoy, it's avad you're allowed to carry through the whole movi. So the kids had vorm that when you have no eruvi chatzeris that you can't carry from the house into the chotzer, there are no kelim from the house in the chotzer. Therefore, Rav holds like Reb Shimon, you're allowed to carry from a chotzer into the movi, since they're both the same type of rishus hayochid. The mele you can carry throughout the whole movi also. If you have a kli at the beginning of Shabbos on one side of the movi, you're allowed to carry it all the way to the other side of the movi. Now, when does Rav aser? Only in the case when you have an eruvi chatzeris. So you're allowed to carry kelim from your house into the chotzer. Now once you have kelim from the house in the chotzer, Rabbonim are afraid if you're going to be allowed to carry in the movi, you'll start to carry this chair that's in the chotzer into the movi also. And that's also because you're not allowed to carry a kli that started out in the house, like we always said. Since it started out in your house is considered a mokem rishus miyuchid for you alone. It's just your rishus yochid. If you carry that kli into another rishus yochid, it looks like you'd be moitzi from one rishus to another rishus. Therefore, if you have kelim from your house in the chotzer, the rabbanon asked you not to carry in the chotzer in the movi more than the aldamis. Today you should not come to carry the kelim from the chotzer into the movi. But in the case we have no eruvi chatzeris, there are no kelim from the batim in the chotzer, then you're allowed to carry from the chotzer into the movi, and then you can carry all along the movi also. So the more about it. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Leila Koyol, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Machshirei Mitzvah, Doichen Es HaShabbos. Is not every single mitzvah do we say that the mach, the hechsher of the mitzvahs, are also Doichen Shabbos. Not every single mitzvah. Even though Rabbi Lezner Mishnah says that the mitzvahs mila, the machshirim, to make the knife and to carry the knife is Doichen Shabbos, is not a clown by every single mitzvah. What's the raya? Sirashi, lo lekolam Rabbi Lezer, loy b'chol machshirei mitzvah oma kein. Which mitzvah does it mean to say that it's the hechsher of the mitzvah is not the Deicha Shabbos? Soon the Gemara will explain. But what's the raya? The Gemara sharei shtei halechem chayves hayim and shvuis there's the chiyuv to bring the shtei halechem. V'loy lomdan Reb Elezer. How does Reb Elezer know that the hechsher of the shtei halechem could be Deicha Shabbos? Elam Igzera Shova. He needs Igzera Shova to learn out that Shtei Alechem is Deiche Shabbos, the Hechsher, just he learned it out from Doimer.
You have to bring a shtei lechem on Shavuos. You can't bring it tomorrow.
What's called the hechsher of the shtei lechem? The baking of the bread. Now we hold la locha, you're not allowed to break the bread on Shabbos. Hua din, you can't even bake the shtei lechem on Shavuos. Because it's not called oichol nefesh, it's called tzarcha gevoyim.
Now the bedavka have to bake it before Shavuos, before Yom Tov. And if Shavuos comes out on, let's say, Yom Rishon, that Erev Shavuos was Shabbos, so then you have to bake the shtei lechem we hold on Friday.
But Reb Lezer holds no. Reb Lezer holds you're not even bake the shtei lechem on Shabbos. It's deicha Shabbos or deicha Yom Tov.
How does he know it, Reb Lezer? Hello, b'gzeir shavim needs the fair shgzeir shavim.
Now the ray is v'chi v'bechol machshirim mitzvah shikur ha mitzvah neheges b'Shabbos.
If Reb Lezer holds it's a cloud that any single mitzvah that's noig on Shabbos,
hu adin, the hechsher of the mitzvah is also noig on Shabbos, lo mali gzeir shava.
Why does Reb Lezer have to know from gzeir shava that you are allowed to bake the shtei lechem on Shabbos or on Shavuos? Pshita,
since the etzem korban mincha is noig on Shavuos, the hechsher should also be doicha Shavuos or Shabbos.
No, not every single mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. It's machshirah only when he has a beferish posik to say so.
Now, what's Reb Lezer's gzeirah shava?
Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer weina, minay in the machshirah shtei halechem
shedoicha nes haShabbos.
How do I know the hechsher, the baking of the bread of the shtei halechem, is doicha Shabbos?
Nemro havo boimer.
It says the mitzvah oimer you're supposed to bring on the second day of Pesach is supposed to be in the korban oimer.
The nemru havo b'shtei lechem,
and it says the mitzvah to bring the shtei lechem on Shavuos.
So it says havo havo gzeir shavim.
Ma havo hamur boimer, just like the mitzvah to bring the oimer on the second day of Pesach.
Machshirin doichin es haShabbos,
if the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos,
still you're allowed to cut down the wheat to make the mincha soimer on Shabbos.
Is at habur ha'oim ha'amura v'shtei alechem is machshir and deichin es haShabbos.
Hu adin yilad be deich haShabbos to make the shtei alechem.
So Rashi ma havo ha'amura b'oimer machshirel
dainuk tziro tchina v'hakodesh shalom.
You're allowed to cut down the wheat and make tchina chop it up for hakodesh shalom.
Is deichin es haShabbos kamina b'mnoches?
Because with Rashi in the pasuk it says by Shabbos b'chorish v'hakotz tishpois.
You're not supposed to do the Melacha Harisha on Shabbos.
Now we say, Ma Chorosh Rishus, just like Stama Harisha is a Rishus, it's for your own purpose.
Af Ketzir Rishus, who are then cutting down Tfuah is also only also if you're doing it for your own purpose.
Yotze Ketzir Soimer Shi Mitzvah.
Mashenk and cutting down the Oimer. For the Mincha Soimer, that's the Mitzvah, that's Doicha Shabbos.
So the Gemara Mufni. This gzeirah shava has to be an extra word.
Di loy mufne gosif is not an extra word.
Ikol mifrach hakriyas akasha gzeirah shava.
Ma loymer shekein motze kotzer koitzer.
By the mitzvahs, by the mincha soimer, there's a mitzvah to cut down the wheat lishmo.
You have to cut it down l'shem mincha soimer.
If the wheat was cut down before, you can't use it for the yoimim.
So maybe since there's a mitzvah to cut it down l'shmo, that's why it's deicha Shabbos.
Aber tiyoma b'shtei halechem shemotze kotzer ein a koitzer.
Mashenki in the hechsher of the mitzvahs of shtei halechem, the hechsher, there's no mitzvah l'shmo, you don't bedavka have to cut down the wheat l'shem mitzvah shtei halechem.
So maybe there the hechsher is not deicha Shabbos.
Therefore I have to say, it's an extra word here. So when I have an extra word, even though I could ask the pircha and gzeir shava, Still we make the gzeirah shava.
So Zatrashish came motza kotzer. Shalei l'shem oimer is mitzvah likso l'shmo. There's a mitzvah to cut down the wheat l'shmo l'shem minchas oimer.
Tichsiv uktsartem v'haveisem.
Hilkach ksiru gufa mitzvahi.
The ksiru itself is a mitzvah by the minchas oimer.
Tiyome v'shtei alechem shlenem v'bohen ksiru.
Mashenke in the mitzvah bring the shtei alechem. The mitzvah is to bring the bread.
Not be it's baked. There's no mitzvah dafka to make it l'shmo.
So it's more enechnami layef nuyah. It's like it's true. One side is extra.
Layef nuyah mufne. It's extra.
Michti.
It says, k'si v'haveisim es oimer reishes k'tzirchem elakoyim. Bayom haviyachem lomali. Why does it have to say again, Bayom haviyachem? Ishma mina lafnuya. That's an extra word on this side to make the gezeirah shavah. So the Gemara named, Viyakati mufna mitzadechadu. The chur, it's only extra on one side of the gezeirah shavah. V'shamina lele Reb Lezi, we know Reb Lezi sheet there is, the Yomar. Mufna mitzadechad if you have a gezeirah shavah. That one side is extra, is true lemeidin. You're allowed to learn out the gezeirah shavah. If you have a kashi, you can slug up the gezeirah shavah with only one side that's extra. So here, there's only one side that's extra. The chur, we have a pirchan gezeirah shavah. Maybe only by minchas oimer d'deiches Shabbos to machshirin, because it's a mitzvah lishmo. There's a mitzvah to cut it down lishmo. Ma'ashenke and by shteil lechem, there's no mitzvah to cut the wheat lishmo. And the Gemara taviyo rebuyu. And echnami, it has to be a mufn on both sides. There's another posik taviyu, it's extra. To come to tell me that to shteil lechem, we learn out from the oimer, we met this gzeirah shavah, and now you don't have the pircha. Since it's mufn mibet stadim, on both sides is extra, then we learn the gzeirah shavah. So that's how Reb Lezer knows that the mitzvah shteil lechem, even the machshirin is doicha Shabbos. So we see, without this limit, we don't know it. So b'zoi, not every single mitzvah is doicha Shabbos with its machshirin. So the Gemara lamutei mai, which mitzvah we say now it's not doicha, the machshirin are not doicha Shabbos. Ilema lamutei lulav, if you want to say the mitzvah's lulav. That's not doicha the machshirin. That means, let's say you didn't pull off the lulav before yomtiv. You're not allowed to pull off the lulav on yomtiv according to Reb Lezer. For Tanya, we learned lulav v'chol machshirov is doicha nes Shabbos. Did Reb Lezer? Reb Lezer holds that just like mitzvahs mila the machshirin is doicha Shabbos, who are din lulav the machshirin are doicha Shabbos. That you're allowed to pull off the lulav off the tree on yomtiv, even if it's Shabbos to make the mitzvahs lulav. V'chol machshirin nesin as a Shabbos. Did Reb Lezer? We'll soon see on the base how he knows it from. Where's the limudim? But I call upon him to see lulav is. So tomorrow, velu lamutei sukkah. I tell you, maybe sukkah is not doicha. If you don't have a sukkah before yomtiv, you're not allowed to build a sukkah around yomtiv. So tomorrow night, v'atani learned in the brisa, sukkah v'chol machshireho doicha nesa Shabbos. Divrei Reb Lezer. According to Reb Lezer, you're allowed to be doicha to the hechsher of mitzvah sukkah. You can make the sukkah metchila on Shabbos or on yomtiv if you didn't make it beforehand. So tomorrow, velu lamutei matzah. Now I'll tell you, maybe it means mitzvah matzah Pesach. If you didn't make the challah, if you didn't make the matzah, or you didn't even cut the wheat before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, you're allowed to cut the wheat on Shabbos to make the matzah, I'll tell you. V'tanya, your matzah v'chol machshirez, doichin es ha-Shabbos. Divrei Reb Lezer, it is doichin Shabbos. V'yedo l'mutei shayfer, maybe mitzvah shayfer is different. That shayfer, even though he's supposed to blow the shayfer on your shonah that comes out on Shabbos, but maybe the hechsher is not doichin Shabbos. Now let up. Cut off the horn, the shofar off the animal on Shabbos. So the Moran name, Vatanya, shofar v'chol machshirov is doichin es Shabbos. Divrei Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer holds the mitzvah shofar and all the machshirin is doichin Shabbos. You're allowed to carry the shofar through a shusar avim on Shabbos if you have to. So the Gemara, Omar Rav Ada bar Ava lemutei tzitzis letalisoi u'mezuzah lepischoi. That's what we're saying. According to Reb Lezer, even though mitzvah tzitzis is not on Shabbos, but if you didn't make the tzitzis before Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the tzitzis on Shabbos. Who are the mezuzah? If you didn't put a mezuzah up on your house before Shabbos, you're not allowed to bang the mezuzah onto your house of Issa Binyan on Shabbos. More Tanya Nam Yochi, I have a right for this also. V'shovin, everybody is moide, even Reb Lezer, shimtzi is talisai. If you make you put your tzitzis onto your beged on Shabbos, v'yosem mezuzah lepischoi. Or else you bang the mezuzah onto your wall on Shabbos. You chayiv. And for this, you chayiv midiraisa. So here you see, Reb Lezer is moide here. And even though the mitzvah sittis and the mitzvah mezuzah is noig on Shabbos, but the mehechsher to make the mitzvah, it's not doich Shabbos. It's these two mitzvahs are different. Now we'll soon see why these two mitzvahs are different. That here we say the machshirin are not doich Shabbos.